Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Justin Wagner, talking about energy needs of cattle under coal stress in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Ince Auction and Realty, Oklahoma's premier land and equipment auctioneers, in conjunction with Cutter Energy, present a virtual mineral consignment auction. It's Tuesday, February 16th at 10 a.m. Mineral consignments are being accepted until Tuesday, February 9th, featuring lots from Lamb, Beaver, Beckham, Kingfisher, Logan, Custer, Major, and Roger Mills counties, just to name a few. For more information, visit InceAuctions.com or call 405-663-2200. 405-663-2200.
The incredible cold that we're facing in the days to come can be handled by your beef cattle if you help them along a bit. Justin Wagoner, beef system specialist with K-State Research and Extension, says if you've got beef cattle in good body condition and a good hair coat, they're dry, they can handle cold down into the upper teens without too much cold stress. You get below that, though, the stress does set in. That's when you need to step in and give them a hand.
Really, the only nutrient requirement that's going to change on those cattle experiencing cold stress is going to be their energy requirement. That's going to go up. What we typically think of is that for every degree that we go below the lower critical temperature, that's going to be about a 1% increase in that animal's energy requirement. So if you think if we were at 10 degrees, 8 to 10 degrees, if that lower critical temperature is 18 degrees, which it would be right now in this dry haircut on these cows, and if it's 10 degrees, that's about a 10% increase in energy required to offset those colder temperatures. Now, what doesn't increase is protein requirements. So it's just simply energy is what we're looking at that increases under the conditions of cold stress. Not just simply we can throw protein at that problem per se is going to fix it. The other situation that begins to play out, especially when we get an extreme weather event that comes through, is that a lot of times grazing behavior, especially on cows that are turned out, you know, what do those cows do when we get a big heavy snowstorm that comes through? They keg up near something, they don't go out and graze. And so not only do we have this situation where our energy requirements are going up, but our grazing behavior is going down.
With the cold that a lot of our cattle producers are facing right now for their beef cattle herds, it's important that you understand that they're going to need to have some supplemental forage out there in front of them fairly quickly to help make up for the energy losses that your critters are facing because of cold stress.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things. One thing that we'll see a lot of producers do is when we get a weather event, it's very common to roll out hay. And what I recommend is utilizing the hay that's of slightly better quality than the forage that those cattle are currently grazing. And we can look at that a lot of different ways. If those cows are turned out on milo or corn stalks, a moderate quality grass hay is going to be a little bit higher quality than those stalks that they're on. You know, we can also use in some instances, you know, a blend of alfalfa or some other products that are going to be a higher quality forage, because those cows are going to have to eat less of that higher quality forage. In essence, at this point, it's a supplement. The other thing that we can do that works if we've got a high fiber supplement that we may be utilizing as a protein supplement. A lot of times we see producers today, byproduct use is very common. Distillers grains products would be another great example here. We can increase the feeding rate of those products. Now, yes, we are providing additional protein, but those products also do bring some energy to the table. And then, you know, in some regions of the country, it's not at all uncommon to add a little bit of a higher concentrate, even corn, for example, you know, 1 to 2 pounds of corn under the conditions of a storm front that may be moving through in combination with some of the other things I've mentioned are all acceptable strategies, with really the end goal here is to get more energy into those cows during this cold weather event. Another important consideration is, okay, cattle are fairly robust. How long do we consider a cold stress event?
Right.
You know, if we change the manner in which we were supplementing cows every day that we certainly got below that lower critical temperature, we could be doing that quite a bit. And so normally what I recommend is, in terms of a cold stress event and when to respond with the change in our feeding program, obviously when we've got a weather event that comes through. But if we also get, you know, say we have fairly nice weather, with the exception of the cold, and if we see, though, that extreme cold for 2 days or more, that's really a good time to get in there and respond. Because, you know, oftentimes what happens is we don't think about this cold stress as being additive. But if you look at the number of days that we may have experienced cold stress, and what begins to happen is those cows, you know, we've had those years where our supplementation, our feeding program was very similar. But when those cows calve, we may be just a little bit behind in terms of our condition. And a lot of times what we can attribute that to is if we've had several days during that feeding period or that winter months where we would have had some cold stress, it begins to take its toll and add up a little bit, especially on those days where we're looking at a 10% increase in energy requirement. That energy has to come from somewhere, right? And so that cow is going to mobilize it from body condition reserves.
Beef system specialist Justin Wagoner. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.